And in turn, we present Troy Rank at this hour, Denver 7 Broncos Insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. Troy, as we make our way to the end of off-season activities, what have we learned, if anything, about these Denver Broncos and the effects of changes they've made during this offseason that you've had a chance now to see, at least on the practice field in somewhat limited conditions?
Yeah, I mean, we'll start with the positive. Defensively, they're going to have much more versatility because of their secondary with Callahan, Fuller, Darby, and Pat Surtain. They're going to be able to do things we haven't seen Vic Fangio do in his first 2 years here. Combine that with, you know, Justin Simmons, Kareem Jackson, they should have one of the best secondaries in football. If Bradley Chubb and Von Miller stay healthy, you got Shelby Miller, Draymond Jones. I mean, you have the makings of a really good defense that should be able to, if not with much more alarming regularity, should be able to get some takeaways. That's going to be dependent a bit on the offense. But I see a defense that's much more versatile. I see an offense with Cortland Sutton back that will be better because he's their best offensive player, frankly. Jerry Jeudy's taking a big step forward this offseason. Now, he's got to prove it in games. He'd be the first to tell you that. But he looks like a different receiver in these OTAs. But, again, because of the uncertainty at quarterback, any optimism is bridled by that fact that, you know, are they going to be held back by that position again for the sixth year in a row since Peyton Manning retired?
Troy, you seen anything from the center position? As we know, Lloyd Cushenberry didn't play well, and because of that, the Broncos drafted Quinn Miner. They also have the luxury of maybe moving Graham Glasgow to the center position because of how Natai Moody played. What are you seeing out there at the center position? We know there's a quarterback competition, a right tackle competition, but that's probably one that we don't talk about enough, and that's what's happening at center.
Yeah, there will be somewhat of a competition. It's hard with OTAs because they're not in full pads, and you would be the first to know, Orlando, until linemen get into full pads, it's really hard to make any kind of judgments. But a couple of things regarding Cushenberry, because I suggested in the offseason and got crushed on Twitter for it that maybe they would consider moving Glasgow back to center where he played a lot with Detroit and move Mute to guard. And I did that because, you know, Cushenberry struggled the first 8 games last year. There was no way around it. He struggled, but he finished better. And what I like about Cushenberry is his self-awareness. When he talked to us this week, he said that his rookie season was unacceptable. He's got to be better. And it's not just strength, which he's clearly added some strength, but he's got to just keep learning the playbook to the point where he can play fast. And I like that self-awareness. He credited Mike Munchak for having his back as he struggled. The problem with Quinn Miners beating him out is that physically Miners is a different player. I think, you know, more brute strength. Miners has never played center one snap in a game when I've talked to Quinn.
Yeah.
He taught himself how to play center in the woods in Canada in an offseason. Then he went to Dallas and trained to put a tape together to get an invite to the Senior Bowl. And he would have played some center in the Senior Bowl, but he broke his hand in like the second to last practice. So he hasn't done it. That's why I would be surprised if he were able to go from never playing center to winning a job in training camp. But there's a reason they drafted him, and there's a reason they put him at center, not guard.
How many of the first 4 picks, including the aforementioned Quinn Miners, do you figure to either start or get significant time, have a definable role from the line of scrimmage? Pat Surtain, the first round pick. Javonte Williams, the running back from North Carolina, in the second round. Miners, we've talked about. And Baron Browning, the linebacker from Ohio State. Of those 4, how many are going to start or at least have a definitive role and play quite a bit from the line of scrimmage?
Well, the first 2 are going to have huge roles. And you could argue that, you know, if this season were to go, if everything went right, that Surtain and Williams would be candidates for offensive rookie, NFL offensive and defensive rookies of the year. Surtain is going to, whether he's in nickel or however you label it, he's going to play like a starter. I mean, 75% of the snaps. So they're just going to use him in ways inside, outside. He's going to play. Javonte Williams, if he can show he can be on the field on third down and pass blocking, And he did that at North Carolina, but the, you know, the blitz packages in college are totally different, much simpler, and you're running that read option. But if he can show that, then he's going to have a role. And if Gordon gets off to a slow start, they're not going to wait on Gordon. And again, Melvin gets criticized too much, in my opinion. He had 10 touchdowns last year, averaged 4.98 yards a carry the last eight games. That said, he's typically a slow starter, and I don't think they're going to wait for him this year if he starts slow, that if Javonte Williams shows what they saw on film. So I see he's going to have a role. Significant depends on his ability to stay on the field on third down. And Baron Browning's the X factor. Can he find a niche role in coverage against linebackers in sub packages? And I don't, he's been hurt, so I can't tell you that. He has the athleticism to do it, but he was more effective in college at outside his last year. And part of the reason his college career didn't pan out, because he was one of the top recruits in the nation as a high school senior. Part of the reason it didn't work is they kept moving him around. And so the Broncos got to figure out with him, where is he best, and can you niche roll him as a rookie? That's what I would look to do, frankly. See if he can play in coverage to complement Alexander Johnson and Jewell. But he's the X factor. As throwing Justin Sernott there, too, with that role. But that's where Browning could be an X factor. But right now, Williams and Surtain are going to get snaps. Miners won't play much, obviously, if he doesn't start. Browning would be the X factor of that group.
Troy, this offseason you sat down with Melvin Gordon. He really opened up to you, and he hasn't been just really opened up about, you know, not being able to win over that locker room, because it's a different type of offseason last year. And, you know, coming here, and they already haven't Philip Lindsay, but now we know that he hasn't been here this whole offseason with George Payton here. This offense is being put in. The Broncos moved up for Javonte Williams in the second round. And Melvin will show up next week to mandatory minicamp. What does he have to do in that 3-day span? And, you know, you talked about the team not waiting around for him. You know, what kind of numbers does he have to put up from day one in order to stay kind of constant as far as the reps that he's seeing from game to game throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, if he plays like he did the second half of the season, he'd be fine. Again, he's got to stop the fumbling. That hurt in a couple of games particularly, including the opener. So that's the easiest way out of the lineup as a running back, is to put the ball on the ground. When he shows up at OTAs, I expect him to be in great condition. He loves working out. He embraces that part of it. He doesn't do it in the team setting. That's been his MO, basically, I think, since after his rookie year. He puts more pressure on himself this way. I do respect this about Gordon. He has an insane amount of confidence in his own ability. And so he's betting on himself to miss the offseason this way and just show up for OTAs, because he's the only guy doing it now, because Fuller has shown up, Kyle Fuller. And it just puts a target on your back. So when you show up, you look like a guy who's been training, in shape, in the playbook, and you just pick up where you left off. That's what he needs to show. He knows Teddy Bridgewater. That probably doesn't hurt his case at all. I know he's been training. It's just with Melvin, he's got it. Like last training camp, he was slowed by a couple of injuries. I think it was ribs. Remember that? Like, I just think with him this year, the optics are now different. It's like they've seen him for a year. Lindsey isn't here, and they're going to want him to capitalize immediately, not ease into the role, take a few days off in camp. I just think he needs to have a camp almost like he's a young player proving himself. Whether he should, based on the back of his football card, is another argument. But I think in this camp with Javonte Williams there, he needs that kind of camp, that where you look out there and go, oh, yeah, Melvin's got another big year in him. Maybe this is his last year in Denver, but he's got a lot to prove. Chip on his shoulder. So we'll see. That's what he needs to do for me. The other thing he needs to do, and this isn't his fault, Pat Shurmur's got to use him more in the passing game. No team was worse using their running backs in the passing game than the Broncos. Melvin averaged 50 catches a year, three straight years before joining the Broncos. Last year, I think he had, 32? And
32.
Most of those were late. Yeah, and then, 12 of those were in, the last fourth of the season when
right.
they were already out of it.
Right.
So they've got to use him in that role. That's why I'm saying he and Javonte could complement each other. But for that to happen, you have to use Melvin in the passing game. And he's good in the passing game, especially on the wheel route.
Troy, our thanks. As always, that's a comprehensive view. And, of course, we'll visit next week as the mandatory minicamp takes place. And we expect one and all to be in attendance. Thanks, as always.
Thanks a lot, Troy.
You got it, guys. See you.
Denver 7 Broncos insider Troy Rank, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air.